I listened recently to a podcast by Rick Hansen when he was talking about the fact that when everything falls away from the outside, you are left with what's inside. And I think that's what happened, at least for me and for maybe many other people this year, is that we were very much, much more confronted with our inner life. And for those of us who have done work on our inner life, who have built up inner resources, this has been an enriching year, and they have been able to build up on this. And for others who have maybe even neglected their inner life for many, many years, this must have been quite confronting, because for many, the pandemic has increased old anxieties and fears and traumas and depressive states. And so this is just an invitation for us to make sure that we take this intention for the new year to continue build up this inner strength. And that's why you are warmly invited to continue meditating with us as of next year for January 8 o'clock again on weekdays. And I hope to see you then again. And so this meditation is a meditation where we rest in a state of peace, contentment, and love from the positive neuroplasticity course. And yeah, I invite you to find a comfortable posture for it. Take a moment to settle. If that's comfortable for you, closing your eyes. And starting by feeling the posture that you have chosen for this meditation. Contact points of your feet with the ground. And maybe noticing how special it is that you can really bring your attention into your feet. And that sometimes this changes the sensations in the feet. Maybe at this point of the meditation, you're still quite restless or caught in thoughts or emotions. And then that's okay too. You might just want to simply, as good as you can, come back to the sensations in your feet, which is also a good way to get out of your head into your body and ground yourself. So exploring the texture of your feet with the ground. And of your legs with the seat or chair. Maybe your back if you're leaning backwards. Your hands, with wherever they are resting upon. So taking a time to come home to your body, to the body sensations. And noticing how the body is this morning. There might be some pleasant sensations and some unpleasant ones. And as good as you can, simply becoming aware. And see if there is anything that's neutral or mildly pleasant or feels okay right now in the body that you can focus on. Maybe it's the sensations of contact with the ground and the chair that feel reassuring. Maybe it's the fact that the breathing is going all right. A sense of coming home to your body. And noticing maybe that it's basically all right. There might be little aches here and there, but all in all, you're still alive, you're breathing, and you are okay. Maybe also noticing that there are walls around you. You are safe right now, unthreatened. Not too warm, not too cold. And sensing your breathing. If you like, at the level of your belly. You could even count to 4 or 5 as you breathe in and lengthen the out breath as you breathe out. And if for any reason the breath is unsettling for you, you can also choose body sensations. Feel the contact of the body with the ground in the chair. Or the sensations in the hand or feet. So anything that helps you to ground yourself. In my case, it's the breath. And I'll guide it with the breath. But you can use something else. And continuing to focus on the breathing. At the level of your belly, gentle rising and falling. And see if there is a way to tap into a feeling of peace and calm. There might be other thoughts and feelings like not feeling so safe and peaceful, And that might be true too. But right now, focusing on what makes you feel safe and peaceful. And allowing yourself to feel it in the body. To truly enjoy it, savor it as a felt experience in the body. And letting it sink into you, become part of you. Like golden dust or gentle rain, warm water. And now call up some things or experiences that you are grateful for. It might be the fact that we are here together, meditating every morning. It might be gratitude for other people in your life, or for moments that you've had, past days, things you're looking forward to. Little things, doesn't need to be big. Might be spiritual teachers, inspirational books, things you have. Just noticing the richness of your life and the fullness. And tapping into a sense of contentment and joy. There might be other things that are missing in your life. And that might be true too. But right now, I invite you to focus on what you have, on what's there, which is also true. And again, allowing yourself to feel it in the body. Feeling this sense of gratitude and contentment in your body. So much. And noticing where you feel it in your body. Sense of warmth. Or heaviness or relaxation. Smile on your face. Also noticing if you can detect a particular emotion. And allowing this experience to sink into you. Opening up and receiving, letting it become part of you. And finally, I invite you to focus on the aspect of love and connection. Starting by us here being together, meditating together in this virtual space, supporting each other on the screen, starting our day together. Companions in this lockdown. And there might be other companions that are there for you right now, friends and family, in person or virtually connected, people you are grateful for. Also animals. Spiritual teachers, other teachers, colleagues, and noticing what arises as you call up these people who are there for you, people you care about. And letting love flow out from you and receiving their love. If you like, sending them even some wishes. May you be well and peaceful. May I be well and peaceful. Take good care of myself. And including everyone in your wishes, also us here on the screen. May we all be well, joyful, and peaceful. If you like, even putting one or two hands on your heart so you can feel the love. For yourself and for others. Knowing that we are all connected in this world. And this is what this pandemic is showing us, that we are all having responsibility for each other and that keeping our distance is an act of love. And that we can connect in other ways. And also trusting that at one day, this pandemic will end and we can be together again, physically. And again, allowing yourself to feel the love in your body, maybe through the touch on your heart. Feel the love and the good wishes. Noticing how it feels in your body. And if there's an emotion that you can detect, and letting it sink into you, become part of you, being loved and loving. And just for the last few moments of this meditation, feeling peaceful, content and loved and loving all together, resting in peace, contentment and love. No need for anything else. You have everything you need. And letting it sink into you. So you can take it with you whenever you need it. When the world is flashing red, you can tap into this basic feeling of peace, contentment, and love.